Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Refugees who had spent days in Hungary waiting for passage west are now arriving at the Austrian border, where they've been promised entry and a chance to apply for asylum. Meantime, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has described the refugee crisis in Europe as an absolutely dramatic situation. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming.
Every single country needs to do its part, and those countries that are not in the position to handle these large numbers and coming in, they deserve to be urgently and massively helped.
The refugee crisis led the agenda at an informal meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg on Friday. President Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against the Islamic State. Mr. Obama also assuring the visiting Saudi King Salman that the nuclear agreement with Iran prevents Tehran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and includes inspections of Iran's military sites. The talks between President Obama and the King came at a tumultuous time as the U.S.-led coalition fights the Islamic State and the Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. United Nations World Food Program says it will be forced to shut down a life-saving air service in Sudan by the end of the month unless nearly $10 million in funding is found. Service is especially crucial in Sudan, where it's virtually impossible for aid workers to reach remote areas by ground, but the air service may be grounded in Sudan unless the WFP can get that money that they need. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko told VOA's Ukrainian service in an exclusive interview Friday that Russia should be stripped of its veto power in the United Nations Security Council because of its aggressive actions in Ukraine's volatile east. The embattled leader said Russia should remain a Security Council member because it is a leading military power, but that the global community would be safer if Russia's ability to play UN spoiler were put to an end. Mr. Poroshenko pointed to Russia's rejection last month of the Security Council resolution to create an international criminal tribunal to investigate the 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over eastern Ukraine that killed 298 people.
The whole world has a right to know who is responsible. Unfortunately, if only one country, especially a permanent member of the UN Security Council, unfortunately, only one country who is aggressor against my country, Russia, use a veto right, this is very self-explanatory.
Ukraine and other countries say Russia-backed militants were operating in the area from which the fatal missile was fired, taking down Flight 17. Rebels have said Ukrainian forces were responsible, and Russia denies any knowledge of what happened. In a bid to ease bilateral tensions over terrorism charges and explore ways to promote Afghan peace efforts, Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level talks Friday in Kabul on the sidelines of the Regional Economic Cooperation Conference on Afghanistan. U.S. unemployment rate fell to the lowest level in 7.5 years in August. That's 5.1%. Mark Hamrick, an economics expert with Bankrate.com, spoke with VOA about the jobs report and what it means for the U.S. Central Bank's decision about interest rate changes.
This August jobs report neither flashes a green light for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates and nor does it flash a red light, meaning that it's still in this caution zone. The caution really has to do with, number one, weakness being exported from China, with volatility in global financial markets, including in the United States, and with, let's say, dimming prospects that inflation will reach the Fed's 2% target.
Also on Friday, White House economic advisor Jason Furman said the U.S. economy gained 8 million jobs over the past 3 years, but warned it could face problems that hurt growth from the global economy. Sports news, U.S. Open tennis tournament Friday night, third round, Serena Williams defeating fellow American Bethany Mattek-Sands. It went these sets, 3-6, 7-5, 6-love. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. It's time for another hour of Jazz America to begin here on VOA 1. Russ Davis here, your host. We're headed back to Newport. At the site of the Newport Jazz Festival for 2015, I had a chance to take in some wonderful performances and have conversations with some of the artists who performed there this year, including two fantastic saxophonists, Rudresh Mahanthappa, young master of the alto sax, with a salute to Charlie Parker. Bird Calls, the name of his album. He was proud to produce that music at Newport. And we'll also talk to the gentleman from Detroit, Kenny Garrett, and speak with him just after his performance. I had the honor of introducing him on stage. So get ready for those conversations and their music this hour here on VOA's Jazz America. But right now, let's pay homage to two great NEA jazz masters who passed away not too long ago and celebrate birthdays in September. We'll hear from the great Gerald Wilson, who was born on the 4th of September in 1918, but first, it's Horace Silver. He was born on the 2nd of September in 1928, and I know you probably know, if you're a jazz fan, that Horace Silver was a fantastic piano player and a prolific composer, too, but did you know he was a fine singer as well? I'll give you a taste of his vocalizing, his playing, his composing, and his band leading, and his arranging, as he leads the Horace Silver Silver Brass Ensemble with the title cut from his album, It's Got to Be Funky. And here's Horace doing a little vocalizing, too, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Get you out on the dancing floor. So there's one element I simply cannot ignore. It's got to be funky every time. Yes, it's got to be funky every time. It's got to have a rhythm and rhyme. And it's got to be funky every time, every time. touch of a song that gets you out on the dancing floor. So there's one element I simply cannot ignore. Yes, it's got to be funky every time. Yes, it's got to be funky, funky every time. It's got to have a rhythm and rhyme. Yes, it's got to be funky every time.
Gerald Wilson and his Gerald Wilson Orchestra from the album New York, New Sound. As always, all-star players joining with him to make his music, in this case, Kenny Barron on the piano, his fellow NEA jazz master, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Frank West on tenor sax, and Oscar Castroneves on the guitar. M. Capatillo, the name of the piece, from the late, great NEA jazz master, Gerald Wilson. He and Horace Silver both would have been celebrating September birthdays were they around today, and would that they were. This is Russ Davis, and I once again want to take you to the Newport Jazz Festival for conversation, this time backstage with one of the great young saxophonists around today, Rudresh Mahanthappa. He's been celebrating Charlie Parker with his Bird Calls release, his most recent. We'll hear a taste of that coming up after we talk to him backstage at Newport here on VOA's Jazz America. Running into Rudresh Mahanthappa once again at Newport, second time, and you played Bird Calls before.
I did last year,
yeah. Before the record came out, and now it's out. How do you feel about it?
I feel great about it. I wish we could come back and do it again this year, because the band is super tight, and we've done a ton of gigs since then, and you know, the record has had a really, really great response.
Yes,
so,
it has.
You know, maybe next year. We'll see what happens. I'm actually going to be touring that project all the way through next summer. So.
And you've got a little one in your arms. Tell us about him.
This is Tallinn. Tallinn, can you say hi?
Hi.
And then I'm going to play the song in his name right after
we have this conversation. Right. I wrote a tune based on Parker's mood called Tallinn is Thinking, written for this guy, written for my favorite guy in the world, right? Yeah.
Newport is truly magic, isn't it? It really is a special vibe. It's unlike other... Every city has a festival.
Sure.
But somehow this one, because of its heritage and so many other factors, it's really special to play here, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, it goes beyond just being a great international jazz event. It's really... there's a great sense of community here, you know. It's running into old friends. It's the spirit of George Wein. It's everyone who's played this festival before, you know. It goes beyond, you know, I mean, I just played North Sea a few weeks ago, and that's an amazing festival, too, but there's something about playing Newport that's like coming home somehow, you know, so.
Okay, we'll go home and rest up for a while. Have a great set tomorrow. Tallinn, such a pleasure to meet you.
Can you say thank you?
Thank you.
All right, Russ, great
to talk
to you.
Take care.
All right, peace.
Tallinn is speaking, and Tallinn is thinking. The name of the song from Rudresh Mahanthappa and his Bird Calls album. Here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
That's a young man that we heard a lot from in various stages and various settings at the Newport Jazz Festival in 2015 that we'll be hearing a lot more from in the future, too. Young pianist Aaron Deal, the winner of the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Fellowship a few years ago, and from his second solo effort, Space Time Continuum. Hope you enjoyed the song, Broadway Boogie Woogie. More coming up as we celebrate another of the artists who performed at the 2015 Newport Jazz Festival, Kenny Garrett. That's on the way here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently that's most appropriate since we're celebrating jazz festivals. It's a request for music that was recorded live at one of the most famous jazz festivals in the world in Newport, Rhode Island. Here's the message. It reads as follows. Dear Russ Davis, thanks for the great job that you are doing for us. Please play me a song. I want to hear Compared to What? By Eddie Harris and Les McCann, the song from the album Swiss Movement. Thanks once again for the great job that you're doing. Regards, Richard Idam from Tema, Ghana. Well, it would be my pleasure to play this classic recorded at the Newport Jazz Festival. Les McCann and Eddie Harris from Swiss Movement, Compared to What? On VOA's Jazz America.
That is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Come on, baby. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. twisted children are killing folks. Poor dumb rednecks rolling low. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what? Come on, baby, now. He's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what? Suck it to me. On Sunday, sleep and nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. I'm trying to make it real compared to what? And where's that honey? Where's my God and where's my money? Unreal values, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kind of brings to my old young King Tut. He did it now. Trying to make it real compared to what?
The versatile violinist from Detroit, Michigan, where the Detroit Jazz Festival's happening right now, this weekend, and I'm there covering the festival, by the way. I wanted to play that music for you because Regina Carter hails from Detroit. It's a great piece of music, too, from her Motor City Moments CD, a selection of songs made famous from Motown artists, the great Detroit music scene, and also she hails from Detroit, as does our next guest here on VOA's Jazz America, who not only plays the Detroit Jazz Festival this year again in a wonderful homecoming concert, but also played the Newport Jazz Festival in 2015. He's Kenny Garrett. Let's chat with him now, then hear some of his wonderful music with a song dedicated to Sonny Rollins, right now on VOA's Jazz America. Kenny Garrett just walked off the stage at the Newport Jazz Festival, and I am now convinced that your aim in life is to wear your band and then the audience completely out.
Well, no, our aim is really to have some fun, play some good music, and we want the people to enjoy themselves. When they leave, they said, we had some fun. We heard some melodies, we danced a little bit, we heard some spiritual themes, but we had fun.
Man, that's exactly what I was just about to say. The whole world has now embraced jazz.
Right.
And Kenny Garrett has embraced the whole world of jazz.
That's right.
And there was, as you said, there was a little Caribbean dance party there, some free jazz in the beginning.
Right.
A little bit of Asia comes into play. There's some funk. There's some blues. There's some straight-ahead swing. It's all there.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what we're trying to do. You know, we just came from Europe. We had a great time. We're a little jet lagged, so we're ready to get the party started. But we're a little limited today, but we're still glad to be here.
Well, everybody joins in, and at the end, it does become spiritual. It's like a mantra is being repeated, and it's almost like Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, and everybody just gets into that gathering of that energy. It's by design.
Yeah, well, it's definitely by design. We just, you know, like I said, we're just trying to have some fun. And I think, you know, being able to play and travel and, you know, come to the States, you come back to the States, because we've been hanging in Europe and Brazil and all the places, this is kind of get a different feel, because in Europe they go crazy. They go crazy here too. But I think it's a different, because they're used to the music. They're just really take it in. But we try to at least have a great experience with all the audience, different audiences.
And the last thing I'll say, Kenny, is that you're doing something, it's like working a magic trick. So many jazzers are saying, we got to get the young audience. You got the young audience.
Well, you know, that's another thing that I've always tried to do, is just really be current. What I mean by current is that the music that I hear, and I'm trying to listen to everything. So I take pieces from traveling around the world. We were just in Morocco, came back with some music from Morocco.
Yeah.
We just take it all. We, you know, we listen to everything, so we try to incorporate it in the music, and hopefully, you know, people hear it. And I think the young kids, they hear it. So, okay, we got something. The first part, I don't know what that was, but still the introduction was there for them to go and check it out. It's okay, well, next time, oh, okay, I got it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well said. Okay, I'm going to go take a nap. I don't know about you.
No, we're still jet lagged, so we're trying to play some more.
Kenny Garrett, great to see you, man.
Thank you, Russ.
Hope you enjoyed playing Newport. I think you did.
I had fun. Thank you.
Kenny Garrett with Jouvert, homage to Sonny Rollins from his Pushing the World Away album. Hope you enjoyed that. And here's another piece of music from a great alto saxophonist like Kenny Garrett. He was born on the 1st of September in 1925, so he would have been 90 years old if he were around today. Here's the great West Coast jazz stalwart Art Pepper from 1957 with a host of great West Coast players joining him. The song is Powder Puff on Jazz America from VOA 1. Recorded in Los Angeles in 1957 with some of the local luminaries joining with him like Bud Shank on the baritone saxophone and the great Shelly Mann on the drums as well as Russ Freeman on the piano. That is Art Pepper with a song entitled Powder Puff. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me for this edition of Jazz America. We'll take a break from covering the jazz festivals to zero in on a conversation I enjoyed in Indianapolis earlier this year with one of the great pianists around today who's carrying on the tradition in a major way. He is Bill Charlap. We'll sit down with Bill, hear lots of his music, and have some conversation next week on Jazz America. So I hope you'll join me then.